Welcome, everybody, to the Rugby League European Federation podcast. And we've got another guest, of course, again, to look at the history of the spread of the game in Europe and wider boundaries over the last 20 years. And, of course, one of the major countries has been Russia. And I am delighted today to welcome as the guest is Roman Ovchomikov. From Russia, and his wife as well, who's going to help with translation. So I'm going to ask the question. His wife is going to translate it to Roman, who has some okay English, but to allow us to get some more depth, he's then going to reply in Russian, and his wife will kindly then translate it into English. So good afternoon, both of you. How are you?
Good afternoon. Thank you. Good.
Everything is fine, thank you, and you?
I'm very well. And whereabouts do you join us from? Where are you living?
We're living in Moscow, in Russia. It's the capital of Russia.
Okay, great. Well, Roman, the first question I always ask somebody is, and what is your first memory in your life of rugby league?
Australia, England. Первое воспоминание, наверное, это когда я был маленьким, молодым, и мы поехали первый раз играть со школьниками в Англию, город Берроу.
The first memory is the first play with the school team in Barrow.
Barrow, yeah.
In Barrow, when Roman went there with his team when he was a child. Игра за Россию?
Нет, club team.
It was club game, Lokomotiv against Barrow.
Okay. And what kind of impression, what did you think of the game of rugby league when you saw it for the first time?
Many times ago, I think 30 years old. When I was young and my father played in the field and I watched this game and I liked it. I liked this game and after the после стало моей жизнью.
After this game, Roman decided to spend his life to rugby.
Okay, which we'll come on to because you've done a lot of things in the game. So, what was your own playing career in your early stages? How did you first get involved playing the sport, apart from watching your father play it?
The question is about the first games or hey, not?
The first game that Roman played in.
His memories about the first game. Yes?
That Roman actually played in. Yes.
Незабываемое впечатление, потому что я играл за ребят, которые были старше меня на 3 года. Это была команда, в которой играл мой брат.
It was a really unforgettable experience because Roman first game played with a team where players were elder on about 3 years than him.
Okay.
It was a team of his elder brother.
Right.
И я в этой игре был один из лучших и положил попытку.
And for this game, Roman was the best player, and he realized his first try. In spite of his youth, he was the best man of the match.
Very good. And what position did he play in the team?
Dummy half. Hooker,
right, okay.
Dummy half.
And when I look at your career, obviously you went on to play for Lokomotiv Moscow. So do you remember your first game as an adult player for Lokomotiv?
Я не помню самую первую игру, я помню игру, в которой которая была важна для нашей команды.
Roman doesn't remember the first game in Lokomotiv Moscow, but he remembers the most important game in Lokomotiv for those time with the team against team.
Стрела Казань.
Against team Strela from Kazan, Tatarstan.
Когда я вышел на поле, благодаря моей попытке, Казань выиграла игру. Я дал пас на перехват. Это мне запомнилось больше всего.
Казань выиграла?
Да. Я дал пас на перехват.
Roman started this game against Strela Kazan. And he, because of his pass... Kazan team won the match.
Good.
And it was very unforgettable impressions.
Okay. And was that team the biggest rival to Lokomotiv? Was that why it was so important?
Она решала, кто будет чемпионом России.
This game was very important because... there was a question of the championship Russia of this that year. Каком году это было?
2000.
It was in 2000.
Okay. And of course, Lokomotiv won 10 championships. How many did Roman play in those? And why do you think? Why does he think Lokomotiv was so successful?
Локомотив выиграл 10 чемпионатов. Сколько чемпионатов ты выиграл вместе с Локомотивом?
10.
The same number. Roman won 10 championships with team Локомотив. Почему ты думаешь, что Локомотив был такой успешным? Он выиграл 10 чемпионатов.
У нас был... молодой коллектив, который, ну, можно сказать, с детства вырос все вместе, и у нас было достаточно хорошее взаимопонимание между собой, и работа тренеров качественно помогла нам побеждать. То есть мы были настроены только побеждать во всех матчах.
The secret of success. First of all, the team was very young. They grew up and trained together. They returned only on to win.
Okay.
And of course, good understanding of each member, each other.
And at that time, were there any, as it were, professional players where you were training so much that it was your main job, or where players had a job and then trained two or three times a week? What was the nature of the professional aspect of the club?
Okay, it's clear. Thank you. Вы тренировались и работали одновременно. Вот есть ли какая-то общая тех профессий, где в основном работали игроки клуба «Локомотив»?
Ну, было время, что мы только выступали как профессиональные игроки. То есть было время, что мы...
Именно в тот момент?
В тот момент, да, ну, вот, начиная в 2000 год, потом 2002 и до 2009 года мы были, считали себя профессиональными игроками, потому что...
If we talk about the period from 00 to 2009, in this period all players were professional players and they didn't have any job because their only job, their only work was Lokomotiv.
Но профессиональные игроки в России и в Англии или в Австралии либо еще где-то сильно отличаются от... Ну, друг от друга. Профессионализм в Англии гораздо выше, чем в России, потому что вид спорта не такой развитый.
But if we talk about professional players in Russia, of course, there is strongly difference between professional players in Russia and the professional players in England, for example. Because if we talk about England, rugby is the most popular kind of sport. And if we talk about Russia, it's very rare kind of sport for our country.
Okay. And talking about that, you talked about the Australia and England, of course, Roman had the opportunity to go to West Tigers, I think through Tim Sheens. Can you tell us a little bit about how that happened and what your experience was with West Tigers?
Расскажи нам о том, как ты попал в команду West Tigers и расскажи о своем опыте тренировок с Тимом Шинсом и с командой West Tigers.
Как я попал в West Tigers? Тим Шинс помогал сборной России готовиться к квалификационным играм Кубка мира.
Tim Shins helped the Russian national team to prepare каким командам, каким играм?
Квалификационным играм Кубка мира.
To prepare the Russian team to qualification games.
Ireland and Lebanon.
With Lebanon and with Ireland.
И он заметил меня.
Tim Shins noticed Roman during the training process.
И предложил мне приехать в Австралию.
And suggested Roman to come to Australia.
Попробовать свои силы в
West Tigers. And to try himself with West Tigers.
Это было... Очень интересное время.
It was very interesting period and very exciting experience.
Было много нового для меня, потому что это был один из топ-клубов NRL.
At that period, West Tigers team was one of the top teams in NRL. So this experience was very serious and new and important.
И здесь я действительно почувствовал профессионализм к Rugby League и как можно играть и как нужно тренироваться и как посвящать себя этому виду спорта.
Thanks to Tim Sheens and thanks to West Tigers, Roman realized and felt to himself all the professionalism of the players, how to train, everything about training process, about game process, and etc.
Okay. How long did you train with West Tigers? And what's the most important things you learnt about rugby league from being with them?
Сколько ты тренировался с Вестенгерс?
3,5 месяца.
Роман trained with West Tigers for about 3 months and a half. Какой самый важный вывод ты для себя сделал после этого опыта? Что тебе дал этот опыт?
Я понял, что люди одинаковые. Ну, для меня, как для игрока, и то, что можно играть на таком высоком уровне. Именно игрокам, которые из других стран. Можно играть в Англии, можно играть в Австралии. То есть уровень для меня, я понял, что я мог бы играть там.
The most important thing that Roman realized for himself is that that every impossible, it seems to be impossible, everything is possible if you have desire. And original Russian guy, have an opportunity to play with the best clubs, for example, in Australia or in England or somewhere else, because they have the same game, the same kind of sport, and he have a lot of opportunities for himself and for professional realization.
Okay. And obviously, Roman played for Russia, the national team. So when did he first play and what did it mean to pull on the Russian National Rugby League shirt to make your first start for them?
Graham, could you please repeat one more?
Yeah, word? Sure. So Roman played for the Russian national team. Played for Russia. I was interested to know when his first game was for Russia, which international game, and how did he feel when about making his debut, his start, playing for his nation?
Okay, it's clear. Thank you very much. Вспомни свой первый.
Я вспомнил. Я понял вопрос. Как я считаю, чувствовал? Да, это была игра с Америкой.
The first game for the national team, it was a play with United States.
На Олимпийском стадионе в Лужниках.
And the Olympic Stadium in Luzhniki in Moscow.
Было порядка 35 тысяч зрителей.
It was about 35,000 of visitors.
И очень серьезно и очень ответственно подошли к этой игре за сборную России. Это мой был дебют в этой игре. И настрой был сумасшедший, потому что для нас была очень ответственная эта игра, и мы хотели ее выиграть. И сделали это красиво, обыграв 54 на 10.
It was very serious game for everyone. The mood of the team was absolutely crazy because the game was very serious and for the country and for the team and for the all sportsmen. Of course, the one aim, the only aim was to win. Of course, they reached this aim and they won with the score 54-10 against the United States team.
And how was the feeling of playing in front of 35,000 fans? Because that size of crowd is bigger than some of the games in England and Australia.
Кого тебе было играть на глазах у 35 тысяч человек? Это гораздо больше, чем в Англии.
Это очень помогло нам в данной игре, потому что было невероятное количество людей. Я такого количества людей не встречал на играх никогда, и это энергия, энергетика людей помогла нам двигаться вперед и поддерживал нас. И я думаю, противник чувствовал, что мы доминируем, и наши болельщики гнали нас вперед, и мы показали, что мы действительно можем играть.
It was a very serious responsibility, of course, and this incredible number of people at the stadium, and the Roman thinks that they helped to win this game, because it was the first experience to play among 35,000 of people, and the energy of those people, of course, helped and supported Russian team, and Roman thinks that United States team was afraid a little bit because of this energy, and the team was dominating in this game, and of course all Russia fans supported pride and helped them to win.
Okay. And I know that Tim Sheens came from Australia to help coach Russia, but also I think I remember Bob Bailey coming to coach Russia as well. How was Bob as a coach? Was he someone who was a good coach for Russia?
Как Тим Шинс, да, помогал России, потом Боб Бейли. Как ты оцениваешь Боба Бейли как тренера? Как он тебе показался как для России?
Боб Бейли был чуть раньше, чем Тим Шинс.
Боб Бейли coached Russia team a little bit earlier than Тим Шинс.
Это опытнейший тренер. И он тренер действительно только национальных сборных.
Bob Bailey, it is he's the most experienced coach, and his main expertise is coaching of exactly national teams.
And у них разный подход, у Тим Шинса и Боба Бейли. Боб Бейли в той команде увидел наши преимущества, и мы очень много внимания уделили нашим преимуществам. И настроил команду таким образом, что мы не думали о своих недостатках.
As I said earlier, Bob Bailey was a little bit earlier, and if we talk about difference between Tim Sheens and Bob Bailey, they have different approaches for the training process. And if we talk about Bob Bailey, Bob saw the benefits of the team, and he trained only benefits. So if we talk about team, they didn't see any negative sides, only strength.
Okay.
Tim Sheens, sorry, again. Tim Sheens имел мало времени для реализации своих возможностей. И он, наверное, не смог в полной мере раскрыться, потому что у него всего-навсего было 2 недели для подготовки, там 3 недели. Даже, то есть он не смог то, что задумал, реализовать, потому что у него просто не было времени на это. И он не знал игроков.
If we talk about Tim Sheens, Tim had a very little time, a very little period to realize all the potential of the team. He had only 2 weeks to prepare a team for the game. And of course, he didn't got acquainted with every member of the team because the period was very short, only 40 days.
I remember that time, and I was at the Russia versus Ireland and Russia-Lebanon matches because I was running the World Cup qualifying at that time. And I remember talking to Tim about the coaching. How for Bob and Tim, how was the was somebody there to translate? Because it's difficult to coach in a different language. How was that overcome by them speaking English and presumably most of the players, obviously, of Russian language rather than English?
Как преодолевали языковой барьер, были переводчики, потому что очень сложно тренировать, когда не знаешь языка. Знали ли ребята?
Несколько человек знали язык.
Some guys spoke English from the team.
И был переводчик в команде.
And of course there was an interpreter in the team who helped with the training process.
И что Тим, что Боб старались изъясняться простым языком, чтобы донести информацию максимально просто.
And both, and Tim and Bob did their best to communicate with guys as easier as possible. To make all their explanations easier for everyone.
Okay. I always remember when watching the Russian team how physically strong they looked and where. Was it always part of Russia's approach to be very physical in playing rugby league? In terms of both attack and defense.
Он видел, что игроки в России очень физически развиты и очень сильные. В России такой подход, что все регбисты должны быть сильными, или вы просто подобрали самых сильных сырков?
Но отчасти, наверное, это и такой подход. И
for the one side of Of course, it is some kind of approach to have the strongest players in a team, and for the other side.
И другое, это единственный выбор, в отличие от других стран, у нас нет такого большого количества ребят талантливых, которые бы играли в регби. У нас их ограниченная версия, ограниченные серии, да, игроков, которые просто умеют играть и могут играть. Тем более на национальном уровне. Ну, то есть это те только, кто есть. Других просто нету. И в отличие от игроков в Англии и в других странах.
If we talk about Russia, There were no choice. These strong guys were only that guys who could play rugby. Only rugby and nothing else.
Okay. And what was Roman's proudest moment playing for the Russian national team?
Ты гордишься, когда ты вспоминаешь свои игры за российскую команду?
Игра с Америкой, игра с Францией, ну, Victory Cup.
Several games. The game with the United States, the game with the Victory Cup with France team.
С Ирландией квалификационные игры.
Qualification game with Ireland.
В Москве и на следующий год в Ирландии.
Both the game in Moscow and for the next year the game in Ireland.
С Ливаном.
Of course, the play against Lebanon.
Когда мы выиграли с большим счетом, когда приехал Ливан, который действительно Ливана, а не австралийские игроки.
When the Lebanon came with the national players, not Australian players, but truly Lebanon players, and the Russia won that game.
И, конечно же, регби 7 в Австралии, Кубок мира по регби 7
2003 and 2004 years.
Okay, so how was that to play in the sevens in Australia? That must have been amazing in front of that crowd.
Играть в семерку в Австралии.
Очень круто.
It was incredible and amazing.
Amazing. Это у нас в 2003 году мы играли против НРЛ-клубов, и это было очень круто, потому что мы первыми положили попытку, весь стадион ликовал и скандировал.
They were the first game against NRL teams. And the first try was from the Russia side, and of course, all stadium they crowd cried Russia, Russia. Everyone was glad that the Russia made the first try.
Австралийские болельщики нас поддерживали.
And of course, Australian fans supported very much the Russia team.
Very good. That yes, an amazing experience. So, Roman, you've won 10 championships with Lokomotiv. You've had a long international career, and the rugby league is in your family. Your father played, so you've continued to be involved after playing. What have you done to keep yourself involved beyond playing in the last few years?
У тебя большой опыт, ты выиграл 10 чемпионатов, у тебя есть международный опыт, ты вырос в рэгбийной семье, у тебя папа тренер. Что ты делаешь для последние несколько лет для того, чтобы продолжать быть вовлеченным в регби и как ты поддерживаешь свою форму?
Ты можешь ответить на этот вопрос. Дарья, answer the questions.
Roman is laughing very much because till now, at the moment, he's coach of Team Lokomotiv. They would like to recollect the team, and so it is. It's his job. It's his hobby. It is his life. And if we talk about our family, our son started training with Loco Kids, and he played his first two games recently, a month ago. So we're absolutely rugby family because our grandfather is the famous Soviet player. Vladimir Ovchinnikov, brother, of course, the famous player, Roman. That at the moment and coach and a player of Lokomotiv team till now, and our little son, he started his career also in rugby in Lokomotiv.
Oh, and you think he'll go on and play for Russia? Is he showing good promise?
Он будет играть за Россию.
Of course.
And
he hasn't had any choice.
It sounds so. And what does Roman hope for the future of rugby league in Russia? Because it's been the last few years have been quite difficult, I think, certainly very different from 2000 to 2010. So what is his hopes for the next 5 years for rugby league in Russia?
Какие у тебя надежды на тренажку в России? Потому что с 2010 года все очень сложно.
Если difficult question, Рэйм. Если у нас будет поддержка английских и австралийских клубов, возможно, это как
академии этих клубов, как, например, там Wigan Warriors, либо St. Helens.
If we in Russia have support from English or Australian clubs like Warriors,
Wigan Warriors, St. Helens, or Australian NRL teams, ну, как академии, которые будут курировать клубы в России.
Some kind of educational support, like academy or institutions or something like that.
Это даст ребятам, молодым, которые хотят заниматься регби, какую-то перспективу.
It will give a great opportunity for all young players about their перспективу чего?
Перспектива игры, ну, развития, перспектива развития и, ну, возможность какую-то играть не только в России.
It will give a great opportunity for all young players for development of rugby league, not only in Russia, but all over the world, in different clubs, with different experience, with different games, matches, with different players, and etc.
И тогда вот английские клубы и австралийские смогут дать какую-то структуру именно именно воспитания этих игроков, потому что там это давно уже есть, и оно только модернизируется. В России этого нету, даже в России этого нету.
From this side, English, both English and Australian clubs will provide a strong structure and their experience for this game. Because in Russia, we don't have such deep and proven experience of this kind of sport.
И даже в сейчас...
It's like a philosophy. We don't have such philosophy of rugby in Russia. And you in England or in Australia, you have this philosophy, it's kind of life.
И даже несмотря на то, что сейчас в регби, именно регби-юнион в России доминирует, все равно в клубах нету структуры, и в сборной пока ее тоже нету, хотя есть большие деньги, которые, на которые можно было уже все реализовать.
At the moment, if we talk about rugby union in Russia, of course it is most popular than, for example, rugby league, but if we talk about rugby union, they also don't have this structure, sense, aims, or philosophy. They have money, and they know something about rugby union.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for those thoughts. And I think we all would like to see, you know, the rugby league spread across the world, as you talk about, and particularly Russia. And I certainly have very strong memories of Russia and games. I would have loved to have been at the Russia versus America game with that size of crowd. That would have been fantastic. So thank you to both of you for spending some time with us. And Roman, it's so good to hear about your experience, and so great to hear about it. It's a family thing. Your father, yourself, and now your son playing, which does show a really strong philosophy developing, certainly within your family, for rugby league. So thank you to both of you for your time. I greatly appreciate it.
thank you, Graham. It's a great honor for me. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your interest. Thank you very much for your time. It is really very serious questions. And I think that rugby is not kind of sport. Rugby is kind of life.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you. Great words. Well, thank you, everybody. That brings to end this podcast, a fascinating insight into the development of the sport in Russia in the last 20 years. I hope you're keeping well. We are still in COVID times, perhaps, though, better times are coming, and I hope they come soon for all of you.